Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, GE announced that it's cutting production and drastically reducing the workforce at the Schenectady battery plant. It opened to much fanfare several years ago, and this is just another hit to Schenectady in terms of layoffs.
Yeah, you know, Schenectady has had a good role for a while, but this is bad news. GE invested $170 million in the plant, which opened in 2012 inside an old turbine factory on the company's Schenectady campus. It promised to create 450 jobs by 2015, which is this year, and the hope was to transform it into the next billion-dollar business for GE. Tuesday, the company said it will be reducing the production rate at the plant and moving a significant number of hourly employees over to the company's steam turbine and generator manufacturing operation, which is on the same campus. Company is promising that no people will be laid off during this massive transition, which will affect 400 employees. Back when the plant opened in 2012, GE Chairman Jeff Immelt came to town and predicted the business would reach $500 million in sales by this year and $1 billion by 2020. President Barack Obama even came to town and heralded the technology during a visit in 2011. GE is not giving up on the technology or the manufacturing entirely. They're keeping a core team of 50 people at the plant, but they acknowledge that demand for this product is weak. These batteries are very, very big, and they were originally designed to power hybrid locomotives and passenger vehicles, but eventually they were marketed as backup power systems for cell phone towers, for example. GE received a lot of tax credits, well, $25.5 million in federal tax credits to open the plant, and the city's Metroplex also helped out, providing $5 million to help the project get off the ground.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette, and for more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.